Now in the presence of the All-American Jace Burton in studio today for Sports Friday. Jace, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
I got to be honest. If I was an All-American, I'd be walking around like, hey, where's my pancakes? I'm an All-American. Where's my pancakes this morning? That's got to be a pretty amazing feeling. Is it sunk in, what you did last week?
Yeah. I mean, it was just incredible. Has it sunk in? I think so, because I don't even know. I guess maybe it hasn't sunk in because I just, you know, I don't feel like anything has changed, but I mean, you know, I did do some good running over the weekend.
So I watched the race and listened to the commentary, and there was a lot of things that they were talking about that kind of end up happening over the course of the race. I guess temperature-wise, you'll have to tell us, but it obviously wasn't warm. It was very wet. It was muddy. And the top 100 racers in the country are all funneled through this chute for 5 kilometers. Kind of talk to us about the start, the mud, and trying to hit some of those corners. Because when you came around the one corner, I was holding my breath.
Yeah, I mean, it was a mud bath. And we were there the day before, and it was sunny, but they wouldn't let us on the actual course, because even the day before, when it was sunny and super nice out, we were already tearing up the grass where they let us run. And so, you know, the day of, you know, I think why the top girl did so well was because she was the first girl, you know, where, you know, a lot of us boys were, you know, the 200th kid to run over this grass. And then, you know, the course itself was like 3 loops. So you're just constantly going around the same little parts. And then the corners are, I mean, there wasn't any grass on the corners. It was just mud. And man, if you did not know how to run in like slippery conditions, you could tell, because some of those kids, you know, California kids, Miami kids, they really struggled. And they were going down a lot. And then temperature wise, it didn't bother me actually. It was rainy and it was cold, but I mean, it was just another day, you know.
Yeah. Compared to what you run in on a normal day. I mean, we see you run in front of the studio on ice packed sidewalks all the time, right? and we talked about this last time you were on the air, Jace, how much you're running in the conditions that you do here all the time, not just the mud and the snow and the rain, but the elevation, the courses up and down and hills. And you obviously felt like that really benefit. I mean, you talk about things like the Vaquero Loco and things like that you do with Coach Draney. I mean, all those types of things had to come into play in a course like this with those conditions, right?
Oh, for sure. Cause there were kids there. I mean, I was roomed with, I don't even know what he was ranked, but he was one of the favorites going in. His name was Taven Kitchen. I was roomed with him, and he was a 14:25K-er. Like, that's what he'd ran. And so many of those kids, even at NXRs and just all throughout the season, had ran so fast of times. But, you know, last weekend was, that's not going to happen. And a lot of kids had that mentality that this is going to go so fast, and this is going to be, you know, it's going to be hectic and everyone's going to run so fast and break records and stuff. And I was like, that's not what's going to happen. So, I mean, really what it came down to was who the best runners in the nation were. And of course you have to be fast and you have to be skilled to even get there. But once you get there, you know, it's the best runners that did well, and it's not always the fastest. So,
Jace, one of the things that also popped in my head as I'm watching this race, because I think those of us who are not runners, we think of what we think of as what is a normal runner, like a stride and what their pace is and things like that. That was a race, and of course, you don't get to run what your comfortable pace is. You're like scurrying, you're shuffling, you're very rarely getting to kind of be in a normal running rhythm. Kind of talk about that, because it's not just all the runners themselves. It's the conditions, it's the corners, and having to, you know, some of the commentators were even talking about taking a different path to avoid standing water and things like that. I mean, it's not as simple as it sounds.
So yeah, straight off from the gun, I mean, the start line was just a mess, and it's like it was just mud. Like there wasn't any grass and there wasn't any footing. And if you watch the start, I mean, the gun goes off and you see all the people just lean forward and kind of slip because they're just trying to push their legs so fast that the mud can't hold them. And then, I mean, you know, within the first 400, we were going pretty fast. But, I mean, you know, then you hit the corners and the hills and you do really slow down. But you don't really notice it because you're pushing your body at pace, but you're not going that pace. So, like, I could have ran, like, maybe a 14:40, you know, at that pace and that effort that I put up. But, I mean, I ran a 15:40. So it's just something about running that, you know, it's day-to-day and it's not. You know, you can't show up every week and run a PR.
Jace Burton in studio this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Talk to us about the difference between the emotions for you when you came across the finish line when compared to regionals, when you crossed second qualifying for nationals, and what that, I mean, obviously that was a very emotional finish for you. And then compare what was different when you crossed the finish line at nationals as an All-American and realizing that you'd not only had you made it, but you did it and you finished top 20.
Yeah, I mean, NXR was, I was pretty emotional because that was, I mean, that's the dream. And a lot of kids, that's the dream, is just to get to NXN. And then once I was there, it was really the night before. You know, I went into it thinking I want top 20, top 25-ish. And then the night before, I'm laying there and I'm like, you know, All-American is top 20. That'd be pretty cool, I think. I think I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and be an All-American, and so that's and that's kind of unreasonable for people to do and listen to me say, but you know, I woke up and I got out well and I raced well, and then you know, I crossed the finish line and I was just like, I was so happy. I don't think I've ever been so happy in my life. And you know, if you watch the video, I kind of dove for the line because I thought I was in 21st. So I didn't even think I got All-American when I crossed the line. And so I crossed and I just fell and slid. And then there was a Nike employee there and he like makes the safe logo, safe, you know.
Like the baseball safe.
Yeah, like he goes safe and I stand up and I'm just, yeah, safe.
Covered in mud.
Yeah. And then it's just, yeah, I was just so happy and just couldn't believe how much fun that was.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I swore a little bit watching the race, and especially at the end when you did that, because I knew you were going to, just be, having been around you for the last several years and the program that Coach Janey and Coach Lortz has put together, I knew you were going to have a strong finish and a kick. And when you did that, I did. I cursed a little bit, but it was like a
happy curse,
like a good golly yes, Jace type of curse.
Oh,
it was a lot of fun. So, Jace, kind of talk about maybe some of the things that you want to do as you get things started back up over the at the new year with indoor track and then in the spring, of course.
Yeah. So I was off this week and then I'll be back on Monday. So, you know, just same old training. But, yeah, going into the indoor, it should be super fun. I think I'm going to go a lot of cool places and get to run a lot of cool times. So, you know, I'll be in Idaho a little bit, Utah a little bit. And then I'm hoping to get out to like Boston to get on the track and run a 5K there. So I think that's, you know, that's my main goal, is to stay healthy and knock some times down, because, you know, that's what track is about. And that's what I was telling people all weekend, was if you want to run fast, you should stay on the track.
Jace, how about long term? We've had some, and I'm sure you're still looking at all your options. I this finish probably opened up a whole lot of options you've never dreamed of, but we've had some great collegiate runners recently come out of Star Valley High School. Have you thought about what you'd like to do, even maybe professionally as a runner? I mean, what has gone through your mind in those regards?
Yeah, it's definitely a long road, so I'm just taking it training day by training day. But, you know, I do want to pursue a college career, and I think that Draney has prepared me and also, you know, Peter and Asefa and all Wes and all the other boys that have graduated. He's really prepared them well to excel at the next level. And so I think that's really my main focus, is to, you know, do all the cool things I can in high school and then get to transition into a higher level and really, you know, keep pushing myself. Yep.
Very cool. Well, Dal, next time he comes in, we're making him pancakes. He's an All-American. He deserves the pancakes, man.
Yes, he does. Whatever you want. Make my stuff.
He's an All-American, man. It's Jace Burton in studio this morning. Jace, congrats. I mean, it's fantastic. Congrats to you. Congrats to your family. All the work that's been put into it. I mean, it's awesome. Good work.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.